This is the Radical Thought Devotion for November 25th. Our verse for today comes out of the daily reading of the One-Year Bible, Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. King Nebuchadnezzar came with his army and besieged Jerusalem and conquered it. In addition to the precious items from the temple of God and the king's palaces, he also brought back many prisoners of the people of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar then ordered that the strong, healthy, good-looking young men of the captives be brought to his palace. There they were to undergo a three-year-long process to determine if some of them would be fit to become advisors in his royal court. Daniel was one of the four men named who were selected to be a part of this process. The king assigned to them the best of the food and wine that was served as their portion. Daniel made up his mind not to eat that food and wine because he felt it would defile him. He then asked permission to eat something else. Daniel was a Jew and had been raised under the strict dietary laws of the law of Moses. God gave to Moses to give to the nation of Israel very strict instructions as to the things they could and could not eat. These dietary laws were meant to cause the Jews to be a separated people. They were meant to be different from the world around them. The dietary laws were just one of the ways God wanted to use to cause the Jews to be a people that stood out from the rest of the world. Daniel could easily have justified in his own mind that he was a prisoner exiled from his homeland. He could have easily convinced himself that he didn't really have a choice. Daniel is showing great faith in God and resolve of character to make a choice like this. This is even more remarkable when we remember that Daniel was a teenager at this time. In many respects, we are not that different from Daniel. This world that we live in is not our home. As Christians, we are citizens of heaven. We are just passing through this world as we wait for our graduation to heaven. The world is also trying to train us to be like it is. And just like Daniel, we are daily being offered things that will defile us. We are called, in not the same way as the Jews, but we are called to be a separated people. Unlike the Jews, we don't have the law as a guideline. Instead, we look upon the New Testament as our guide, as well as the Old Testament, and we depend upon the Holy Spirit to teach us about the holiness and separation from the things of the world. It all begins with a single choice, much like the one that Daniel made in our verse of the day. We must choose not to be defiled by the world around us. Even if we never fully attain it, our goal must always be absolute holiness and righteousness. If we don't set that as our goal, then we have no hope of ever even approaching it. Choose not to be defiled by the world around you. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, help us to choose daily to be undefiled. The Radical Thought Devotional is a ministry of the Radical Word. Go to radicalword.com to see more of what we do. The text-only version of these devotionals are sent daily by email. If you'd like to start receiving them, then there's a link down below in the description. Click on that and we'll get those out to you right away. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and all those things that you can do. It helps us get the word out to others who might be encouraged by these short messages. Until next time, go be radical with Jesus.